Good evening from Targeted Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host this evening. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. You're done. Or you can call me in the United States at 1-508-857-8334. And there's always a way to listen at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org. Okay. On April the 26th and 27th, a targeted individual gathering is taking place adjacent to the east steps of the California State Capitol in Sacramento. The rally inspires people to raise public awareness about organized stalking, covert harassment, and energy weapon assaults, just like those experienced by the U.S. diplomats stationed in Cuba and China. Sadly, there are thousands of citizens in the United States reporting the same symptoms. Yet their voices are not being heard. Attend the TI Springtime Rally to listen to the victims and give them your support. For more information, visit www.tispringtimerally.com. Okay, I've been going deeper into the rabbit hole and have taken another right-hand turn. And I've found something very disturbing. It's mind control on children. And it's an overview of Disney's Secret Script, a critical review of the animated movie Inside Out. This is by David Salinas. And it has been translated a couple of different times. I think he tried to translate it and failed. But I've done a lot of cleanup on it, and I think we might be able to get a little information out of it. But Inside Out is a film produced by Walt Disney Pictures. And it won the Oscar for Best Animated Film in 2015. It is very recommended by American psychiatrists. However, a scientific analysis reveals that the film is a promotion of inhuman child mind control with brain nanobots or microchips. The film only can be explained with the secret explanation in Riley's brain. Now, Riley is a very small child, and from birth, she has been mind controlled. Very invasively. Now, this is since fetal life. Can you imagine that? Being born into this? It is very likely that there are real Riley girls subject to real mind control, especially in Latin America countries such as Mexico, Argentina, and Peru. Although Hollywood arguments are generally attributed to the creativity of their writers and producers, most analysts of films are not aware that the real argument of many films is based on secret and illicit human experiments in the world. This Disney's organization becomes rich with the secret and forced use of nanotechnology on human beings at the expense of their health, privacy, honor, and even their lives. The world society shall know and be alert and report the crimes committed by Hollywood. And Hollywood is very strongly linked to mind control. No doubt about it. Okay, this is how the introduction goes. Inside Out is a story about a small girl. Her name is Riley. In her mind, her emotions that are represented with humans form joy, anger, sadness, fear, and disgust. Permanently controlled from behind a NASA-style console. This film won the Academy Award for Best Animated Feature in 2016 as well. It was directed by Pete Docter, produced by Pixar Animation Studios, and released by Walt Disney Pictures. Okay, Inside Out can only be explained with the implementation of invasive neurotechnology in Riley's brain since fetal life. Throughout the film, this secret movie script is not mentioned neither to the extras of the film nor in the interviews. Actually, a scientific analysis of the film shows that Inside Out is a film that creates the permanent daily life experiences of a girl who is under mind control. The headquarters is probably just a recreation of an intelligence center such as CIA. In this place, CIA agents represented by anthropomorphized emotions control Riley's daily activity and her emotions with the sending of messages by Wi-Fi to Riley's brain nanobots. Okay, this is something that is not new. We are all worried about 5G Wi-Fi coming to our homes. That is one of my first broadcasts. 5G. So the possibility that Wi-Fi and cell phones are involved exists. We need to start gathering equipment that we can measure these signals with, determine their direction, determine their amplitude, and find exactly where they're coming from. Now, Riley, the character, has the internet cerebral, the brain net. Riley's invasive neural technology clearly explains the promotion of the film. The promotion of mind control in Disney films is an ancient suspicion. Movie critics suspected that Walt Disney films promote mind control, and there is even strong suspicion that artists trained in Disney clubs could be under control However, the association of Disney and mind control is ridiculed under the label paranoia by the mainstream media in a massive disinformation campaign through an extensive network of blogs with esoteric and anonymous names. However, there are many evidences, or much evidence, about the relation of Disney and mind control, such as José Luis Cordero's conferences. He is the main promoter of brain implants in Latin America. He wears ties and hats with the image of the Mickey Mouse and promotes mind fracture with images of Mickey at all its university conferences. In a general view, many Walt Disney films would be promoting mind control, but probably the film with the greatest evidence is Inside Out. The film's scientific advisors, when they expose about the film, present iconography related to mind control as a divided man. It is necessary to understand mind control. Now, mind control, as I have explained, is a reductive process in which a man is reduced to an animal, machine, or slave. A recent scientific article emphasizes, under what condition does altering brain function qualify as mind control? Question. For an act to be considered mind control, it must alter the individual's behavior without his consent. And this alteration to the behavior of the individual must be the goal of the person or group controlling the alteration. And we all know that mind control has been tried through history in different ways. I'm going to recap a little bit here. The United States developed several mind control programs. The U.S. Navy began some of the first experiments on mind control in 1947. The first known participation by the CIA was in 1950 with the launch of Project Bluebird. However, the main program was, as we all know, MKUltra. It is a program that the U.S. government itself recognized and took responsibility for. Today, American government is making a $1 million campaign to deny mind control. This is the main reason, because too many people, mind control is a myth rather than science. However, in the 21st century, the advance in neuroscience leads to a scientific reality that is opposite to such perception. In fact, some DARPA scientists in public conferences have explained that mind control is real. And recent research considers that mind control should be a new public health problem in medicine, a reality that all citizens need to know. Just to get back to our little movie. The secret of this movie is not only that it creates child mind control, there are many evidence that indicate that the secret script of this film is based on real human experiments of mind control. A all over the world, mainly in Latin America. Now, this is what I have learned recently. Just putting a few key words together, like mind control and Latin America, opens up hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of documents. So it's one deep rabbit hole, and it's getting deeper. I think I'm in competition with President Trump to drain the swamp. Okay, let's move on here. We're going to brain nanobot cerebral internet. Now, this is a term used in other countries that are not English speaking, and they call it cerebral internet. That's the translation. And next, right next to it is cell phone. Many people wonder how they're being tracked. Okay, a lot of people believe they're implanted with a chip, like so many animals. Dogs get implanted so their owners can recover their dog if it's lost. Well, a person with a cell phone at his disposal 24 hours a day does not have to worry about being tracked, because you are. And the example that I will give you is just turn your smartphone on and click on Google Maps, we'll say. And you'll see the little blue dot. Walk around your house and you'll see that little blue dot follow you from room to room. That's how accurate it is. So this is a way that they can follow you. So we have to somehow relieve ourselves of these cell phones. That's going to put a lot of people into, cardiac arrest. Give up my cell phone? I know, but it's something that we're going to have to do. Okay, the Organization of Mind Controllers sends control signals from their smartphones or by Wi-Fi, parentheses, cerebral internet, to the brains of children with nanobots for modification behavior of children. There is a lot of evidence that reinforces the suspicion of real mind control, like the real secret script of Inside Out, such as the discovery of children's mental control program in the world. And that's another poor translation, I believe. Recent researchers alert about the existence of a secret American child mental control program that is developing in the world. This program is developed with an extensive network of operators around the world. Thank you, folks. Right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good evening from Targeted, Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. We've run across a terrible finding, and that is child mind control from the fetus. If you can wrap your head around that, I can't. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. On April 26th and 27th, a targeted individual gathering is taking place adjacent to the east steps of the California State Capitol in Sacramento. The rally inspires people to raise public awareness about organized stalking, covert harassment, and energy weapon assaults, just like those experienced by the U.S. diplomats that were stationed in Cuba and China. Now, we have thousands and thousands and thousands of citizens all over the country reporting similar crimes, yet their voices are not being heard. Please attend the TI Springtime Rally. You can listen to the victims as they give their testimony and give them your support. For more information, please visit www.tispringtimerally.com. And as I said, we've been discussing a most terrible scenario that we've run into. And that's the fact that it looks very factual that children, possibly even from the fetal stage, are being taken over, so that when they're born, they're almost robotic. So we really have to get together on this and make a stand and do something about it. The United States in Peru, which in turn has the ideology group of Stanford University as its main operator, the U.S. Embassy have an illicit association with the Peruvian government itself, the Chilean government, a long list of corrupt businessmen, highlighting the Peruvian bankers like Carlos Rodriguez, Pastor and Romero family, and academic institutions such as a private university, San Martin de Porres, and the National University of Engineering. The Children Mind Control Program has several tools and intellectual camouflages among them. The neuroeducation, the promotion of innovation in children's education, subliminal promotion of biological innovation, the emotional intelligence, the multiple intelligence, promotion of hive mind with cerebral internet, the inclusion of robotics courses in Latin American education from primary education, the creation of high performance schools, COAR. It's an acronym. I do not have it. This is for personalized learning, higher learning. The creation of innovation school as Innova School that has an architecture designed to live in virtual reality. The inclusion of personalized computers in the classroom. Scholarships for students granted by the bankers in Latin America. A camouflage of a secret program of espionage with the cerebral internet and development of the talent. Secret administration of brain nanobots. Educational programs in hospitals that are really camouflaged artificial intelligence programs. Hi, we have to go to commercial, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, We need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And the Republic Broadcasting Network. In case you've just tuned in, my name is Frank Allen. I will be your host. You may call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or just listen at 605-313-0163. If you'd like a copy of our newsletter, you can get one simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. You're all done. Or you may call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Okay, on April the 26th and 27th, a targeted individual gathering is taking place adjacent to the east steps of the California State Capitol in Sacramento. The rally inspires people to raise public awareness about organized stalking, covert harassment, and energy weapon assaults, just like those experienced by the U.S. diplomats stationed in Cuba and China. I can't express how many thousands of people, millions of people, who are affected in the same way. They're all reporting similar crimes. Just in California and the other U.S. states. But they're not being heard. No one is listening. attend the TI Springtime Rally to listen to the victims. Listen to them give their explanations of what is going on and give them your support. For more information, visit www.springtimerally.com. I'm sure that'll be a really fun time out there, too. There'll be many, many people. California is probably one of the most crawling with TIs, one of the most crawling with TIs places I've ever seen. Each major city has at least 400. Okay, I've been talking about something that is so terrible that it's really hard to bring up, but it's something we have to face. And that is the fact that they are experimenting and have succeeded by what I am researching, targeting people from the fetal stage. Mental control from the fetal stage. This promotion is associated with images of fetuses with smartphones. And they also have a Wi-Fi symbol on top of a baby's head. Now, Riley from the movie is a recreation of a digital native in the film. A smile is provoked to Riley by remote control at the time of birth. In this group of mind control's tools and intellectual camouflage, the main tool is the neuroeducation. They are prepping these people for this. It is the main camouflage for the use of brain nanobots and subliminally promote use of brain nanobots and robotization of children. A symbol of this promotion is the title of the chapter of the neuroeducation book, Programming Joy, an evident subliminal promotion of a next installation of computer programs by telemetry in children with brain nanobots. Other remarkable evidence is the appointment of personnel linked to nanotechnology as head in the units that organized education, known as UGEL. For example, in UGEL-03, former officials of the Nuclear Energy Institute, IPEN, an institute linked to nanotechnology, have been suspiciously appointed as heads of the planning and budget. Actually, there is strong suspect that UGELs secretly organize the children's mental control program in Peru. So there are many facts that reveal the existence of a program of child mind control that is creating thousands of real girls, just like Riley, only real in Latin America. Who would be the secret model to produce films as Inside Out or recent video clips, music such as Rodos or Broken, another explicit recreation of children in mind control. And now we get to the discovery of organizations that support nanotechnology in Hollywood. Recent research reveals evidence that the technology, transnational and transnational companies in illicit association with the U.S. Army and the corrupt Latin American governments have created an organization that is developing mainly in Latin America a secret, forced, and illicit neuroscientific human experimentation with invasive neurotechnology to execute neuroscientific projects, which can have even led scientists to win Nobel Prizes based on this illicit human experimentation with nanotechnology at the expense of people's health and lives. The U.S. Army, main organizer of these nanotechnology organizations, has strong relations with Hollywood to such a point that the press calls it military entertainment complex. I know we've heard in the past, Lady, I'm not going to mention it, Lady Ga, and so on, was involved with it. We have Roseanne Barr, who is out and out a target and claims to be one. And we've been trying to get in touch with her for a while. So this is part of Hollywood's organization. They're going after money. They're using mind control to get it. They're asset stripping people. Actors that had millions and millions have nothing. Okay, we have Chris from Las Vegas online. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, good evening, Frank. I must be finding your conversation regarding NeuroCorps that's lost. I must pick for that for the Department of Education or re-education, as the case may be, to be a very appropriate topic. However, I called in reflection of why particularly I myself might be targeted. And I have to at least consider the potentiality that it could have been because of my whistleblowing activities, which were, I think, precipitated on the RBN network when they had another doctor on there. And they had a caller called in that was up in Salt Lake City, Utah area, that I later found out to be in the Iron County, West Jordan, and Forks area of the Salt Lake City, Utah area. And that led me to discovering and uncovering a horrific tale of sexual trauma-based mind control of children being abducted from so-called Christian private schools. And in trying to contact the FBI or other law enforcement agencies there in Salt Lake City, I was attacked, accused, false, incriminated, and had allegations made against me. But ultimately, I discovered that they had been several people, that young women that had been murdered by the police departments there. I discovered that the FBI was being accusatory, and apparently there is a strong infiltration, if not in fact infestation, of many of the agencies or so-called institutions of government with these psyops, mind-controlled terrorist perverts. The 10th Psychological Operations Division of the United States Army PSYOPS Mind Control Division is one location that where they brought in with Colonel Michael Aquino and Paul A. Vallely, the Church of Satan from Anton LaVey's Church of Satan, and later on created their own Church of Set. and has gotten the Church of Satan approved for the United States Army. I suspect that's probably one of the divisions in South America involved in these mind controls that you were talking about. But in that particular location, Salt Lake City, Utah area, I had made a connection with FBI and local police officers operating under pillar of law who were engaged in the abduction of children and sexual abuse of them, drugging them up and returning to school before the parents picked them up, thinking their lovely children were loving, caring hands during the day when nothing could have been farther from the truth. And, of course, then they tried to accuse the children themselves, the parents of the children, of doing the abuse they later uncovered and discovered. And they took several children there, the DPS, DCFS, which we know is heavily involved in child trafficking and breaking up families and farming them out to very reprobate, demoniac, so-called families of abomination, sodomite families around the United States. And so this becomes a very, very dangerous concept that we have to be constantly vigilant when we trust our children, even to what we think are very safe environments. They may be merely a mask or a guise for perverse activities and perhaps compromising children to become weaponized children, spies on their own parents, or to be compromised later on to be able to co-opt the parents into doing what they want them to do. This is a method of mind control and manipulation, leverage or leverage as they call it, to co-opt people, to coerce them, terrorize them, bribe them, or otherwise influence them to do the diabolical acts or not do certain things they want them to do, especially in the cases of prosecutors or other law enforcers, if you will. But with that, I think
I agree with you 100%. You look at shootings like the Columbine incident.
Absolutely.
And you wonder what possessed this youth to take all of this weaponry.
Oh, Frank, if you look into that Columbine shooting in particular, both of their parents were heavily involved into the deep state aspects of the militant industrial complex. They were CIA operative children. They were in their special ops classes. I'm sure they were under mental health care, supposedly, and being handled, and were probably under suicidal psychotropic drugs like scopolamine and programmed to do exactly what they did to fuel the fight, take the guns from the American people. It was a mass mind control psyops operation, Columbine.
Well, it certainly was. That was, I believe, the first of now, unfortunately, many. We had an incident in Orlando, Florida. We had another incident in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Aurora, Colorado.
Yeah, there's no explanation.
Tucson, Arizona. Bakersfield, California. Sandy Hook.
Yep.
I mean, you can go on. Dr. James Fetzer has a number of the Nobody Died videos up on the Internet. He's a very prodigious researcher and investigator into these false flag events, which are really government mind control events of a mass deception of the public, giving them the pretext. We can look at Andrew J. Metallo, Times Square bomber. Look at Jose Padilla, the shoe bomber that we all take our belts and shoes off the check-in point these days. All government special operations to drive the public opinion to cry for giving up our rights under the guise of getting a little security.
Yeah, it's terrible. This country is now, to me, all of the people should be on red alert all the time, watching their children, examining their children's schedule, where they're going, what's happening. Are their children being controlled? These are all questions that are going to start coming up. And this all disappeared from the U.S. and reappeared in Latin America. Thank you.
Anywhere children aggregate and assimilate is a potential hunting ground for predators. Thank you, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Good evening from Targeted, Massachusetts, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can handle the truth, and we'll give it to you right here at Republic Broadcasting. There's always a way to listen. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. And you'll find a way. Very easy. Okay, I'm going to skip a few things here, and I'm going to go down to the targeted individual gathering. Now, this is happening on the 26th and 27th. It's taking place adjacent to the east steps of the California State Capitol in Sacramento. The rally inspires people to raise public awareness about organized stalking, covert harassment, and energy weapon assaults. just like those experienced by the U.S. diplomats stationed in Cuba and China. There are thousands, and I can't emphasize that enough, thousands of citizens that are reporting similar crimes in California and other U.S. states and all over the world. We have pictures from the TI gathering on August 29th. The pictures are from everywhere. Japan, the UK, Australia, you name it. There's a picture of a group of TIs. So, to attend the TI springtime rally, to listen to the victims, let them tell their story, and give them your support. For more information, visit www.tispringtimerally.com. And tonight, we have been talking about an issue that I hoped that would never come up. But we're uncovering information that states that certain parties are engaged in targeting people at the fetal stage in their life, so that when they're born, they're robots. So we must be diligent. We must watch. We must learn. We must understand what's going on and learn how to stop it. Because if we don't stop it, there's going to be a hive mind and everyone's going to be part of it. We also uncovered some new terms that we'll go over next time. My name is Frank Allen. And have a good night.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.